We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ed Bouchette with a story in today's Post-Gazette saying this is the time that the Steelers usually will extend. Kevin Colbert as general manager, Mike Tomlin as coach. Almost expects it to happen today, tomorrow. Sometime before the start of the season. We talked at length about whether we think Tomlin deserves a contract. We both agree that he does. We want to hear from you, 412-928-9370. You want to have four or five more years of Mike Tomlin at least. Now's your turn to offer an opinion on that. I personally think I could see him as high, rate him as high as the second best coach in the league. Number one is clearly Belichick. After that, you can argue for a lot of different people. Kevin Colbert, also up for contract. He's been here, what, 20 years? He actually bridged
2000.
Bridged 17, 18 years, I guess he's going into. Bridged the gap, from Bill Cowher. He worked with him and then worked with Tomlin. Overall, again, the success that they've had, I give him high marks. Not perfect. Missed some picks. But check out every general manager. They've missed some picks. I think he has an ability to work well with people. He joined us at a golf tournament, Larry Richards golf tournament, and just such a down-to-earth, a humble, a low-key guy and no ego. And, I mean, I think Bill Cowher had a pretty big ego. I don't know about Mike Tomlin's as much, but he's got an ego too. Colbert is glad to stay in the background, Andrew. I think he works well with his coaches. And I think overall, the team's success, he and Tomlin work well together. I would give him an extension as well.
So would I, but I would think longer about Colbert than Tomlin. And here's why. I think you look at Colbert's draft record in recent years, it's still good. He found, Stephon Tuitt with the 46th pick, a young up-and-coming, maybe future All-Pro defensive end. He found Martavis Bryant with the 118th pick. Say what you will about Bryant's off-field issues, but that was a steal. Le'Veon Bell, the 48th pick in the draft. He got one of the 5 or 10 best players in the NFL in the second round. Jesse James, even a guy like him, 160th pick. That's a starting tight end in the NFL. That's a steal to find a player like that so late.
Did you mention Antonio?
Well, yeah, going back a few, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's his pick.
Sure.
Well, him and Tomlin's pick. They both work well together on that. You talk about steel. How about that?
Yeah, that's almost like a Tom Brady pick.
Yeah, that's exactly what that is. Exactly.
So, overall, his draft record, I think, in recent years is good enough to deserve an extension. But there are some questions about Colbert in the last 3 or 4 years that I would want better answers on. Ladarius Green is one of them. How in the world did you let that happen? Where you signed a guy who came in with a bad medical record to begin with. You didn't sign him at a discount rate. Like, we're finding a clearance rack player because he is damaged goods. No, they paid a premium for him. And that will go down, at least in my mind, as the Steelers' worst free agent signing since free agency started 25 years ago.
Certainly they invested big money and got nothing back,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, I mean, and it sounds, when you talk to people like Ed Bouchette, like if they had done their due diligence and research better, they could have avoided that signing. So that's one that I don't like. For a team that rarely goes into free agency, how do you get something like that wrong? The other question I have about Colbert is, at what point are you going to not only put an emphasis or commitment on corners, but when you do, get the right ones? Now, it looks like, as he heads into a second year, like Artie Burns was worthy of where they picked him in the draft. I think that is going to end up paying dividends. The Golson pick will probably not do that. He was a second rounder. They waited until the third round in this draft. They've got a secondary right now that's got a washed-up player, William Gay, and a guy that's probably better served as a depth corner as their other starter.
What about Sean Davis? Was, what, a third-round pick?
Second.
I think that has a chance to be really good.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Golson is the one that looks bad at this point.
If this team is in a win-now mode, and that's what you put it, that the, you know, the sands are going through the hourglass here, they might only have a window to win that's another year or two with this core collection of players, right? Would you agree with that?
Yeah. With Ben. Ben's the key. You know, Antonio signed for four more years. You know, Le'Veon, you figure, has at least two left probably. Ben's the key. Well, how long he plays.
And so they've got a very short, small window to win, and yet I don't think they've really worked hard enough to fix what is a big issue with this team. So,
well, yeah, Andrew, but what are you saying then? You know, let Antonio go?
Well, we talked about that, didn't we? Giving him all that money.
Right. But, I mean, you can't just let him go. I mean, would you rather have a great starting cornerback or a great starting wide receiver?
I think it depends on what kind of team you have.
I mean, you can't do everything under the salary cap. They've made the priority, clearly, the offense. What they're paying those linemen, what they're paying the quarterback, the wide receiver, and the running back, not nearly the investment on defense. And now they're going to have to invest a little more, I think, to keep to it, right? And I think they will. I think they'll step up and get a deal done with him. But they haven't invested in the defense like they have the offense. I guess there's different ways of attacking a championship, and they're clearly going for offense.
I wonder at times if you have a weakness on defense, and I think specifically in your secondary, why are you using $20 million to sign a tight end? Why are you using a second round draft pick on a wide receiver? Like, if you've got a place where you've got a real urgent need here, and without getting better there, you probably can't reach your goal. Why aren't you trying harder in that regard?
When you draft a Juju,
yeah,
okay, and you have him rated here on your board, are you suggesting they should go way down here to take a cornerback, even though they don't have him as highly rated because it's a position of need?
Why would you phrase it that way, though? Why not say, you've got a wide receiver barely ahead of a corner,
I didn't say that. I don't know that that's what they had. And I think they also, at that point, weren't sure what was going to happen with Martavis Bryant. They're still not sure what's going to happen with Martavis Bryant. I don't know. I'm just saying, are you saying go for need versus the best player?
Well, I'll try to answer your question this way. Who do I think has a better chance of making another player look good? Ben Roethlisberger or Bud Dupree? I think there's a better chance.
I think the pass rush, without Cam last year and Dupree, I think it should be much better this year, and that should make the secondary better. I'm not just putting it all on the secondary. You got to get a pass rush, too. Let's go to Tim, see what he's got. Hey, Tim, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's nice to hear you guys, as always. I was calling about Tomlin. I mean, I'm not a Tomlin hater, but, you know, there's a couple things that stick out, you know, for me, and that's number one, when he tried to trip the Baltimore player. I mean, that's just something you don't see very often, and it kind of showed a face that we don't know in his press conferences that are all, you know, by the book type things with his Tomlinisms.
Do you really care about his Tomlinisms after wins? Do you really care about that?
What I'm saying is, yeah, you can win, but he doesn't seem to win when he needs. The game plan against New England, I thought, again, was horrible.
So what do you suggest he should have done in that game?
Tim, how many teams you think go to Foxborough and win that game?
Number one, I can't believe it just blow off the fact that a coach tried to trip.
All right, well, hold on.
That didn't bother me a bit because I bought his excuse.
I did.
I mean, I'm not going to hold that against him. He paid a big price. He got fined. I'm certainly more concerned about his record.
I didn't buy that excuse from him, but let me ask you this question, Tim. Would you fire Bill Belichick?
Would I fire Bill Belichick?
Yeah,
he's been involved in two cheating scandals.
If Why would you? I mean, he's
because
winning.
You just said you
no,
hold on.
Winning,
you
oh, he's winning though. That's
winning.
Right.
Well,
he's winning.
Okay, but what's Mike? So he's you're winning. Saying Mike Tomlin's not winning?
Right. Well, winning solves everything, doesn't it? Doesn't it?
Mike, since he's come into the league, only two coaches have more wins. How can you say he's not winning? He's 103-57
like
as a coach.
I'm a Mike Tomlin hater, but I don't know that he's as great a coach. I think the team has a lot to do with his success.
Of course it does. Isn't that true of every coach?
You don't think Brady have exactly. something to do with Belichick's success?
Absolutely.
Tim, you're losing me, man. Thanks for the call. We got a break. 40th anniversary celebration of the EQT, Pittsburgh Three Rivers Regatta, runs from August 4th through August 6th. That's next weekend. Special features this year include Red Bull Flug Tag. What's Flug Tag, Andrew? Do you have any idea? Jet ski stunt shows and performances by Easton Corbin, Smash Mouth, and the Defibrillators. Easy for me to say. Find complete details at yougotaregatta.org. We're going to hit the halfway point of our show. We'll be right back. We're Cook and Pony.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.